Hey, today is the 5th of October.
Yes.
And this is national, I just want to give everyone a heads up, it's National Noisy Munching Day. So go ahead. And don't tell anybody, to, you know.
Yeah, that's why you're chewing extra loud.
Can you be quiet about that? You
know. What's the loudest food ever? I think it's celery.
I know. You mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah.
Celery, huh?
Only because I had some the other day, and I took a bite, and like I think
And everybody's looking at you?
It's like one of those foods you'd never eat in a movie theater.
According to my wife, everything I eat is noisy.
Oh, well.
Yeah. And it's also Be Nice to Lawyers Day. Why? I don't know, but it is. So I want to say hi to Frank Lombardi, my lawyer.
All right. Hi, Frank. Because you never know when you're going to need one.
That's true. So, and if you know Frank, tell him I said hello. I'm sure he's not up listening at 5:59.
My husband's a lawyer. Hi, honey.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's a lawyer, too?
Yeah.
What a guy. He's a lawyer. He's a fireman. He's a real estate agency.
I know.
You must live in a real big house.
He's Superman at night, too.
Here's Heather with the Light Rock 105 headlines.
All right. It is now 6:02. The forecast is next.
Mercedes-Benz Drive Today.
Good morning, everyone. Here's the Light Rock 105 forecast. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Mark Searles on Light Rock 105.
Thank you, Mark. Right now, it is 57 degrees at 6:03 at Light Rock 105.
This is the station you hear all day at work, Light Rock 105, where the at-work winning number game is ready to pay you thousands in cash. Light Rock 105, Providence.
2, 3, 4. Ooh. Ooh, I've forsaken me.
In the car.
When I'm driving around.
And at the office. Take us to work with you.
Every time I come to work.
We're the perfect coworker. Light Rock 105.
Light Rock 105. So hard to say I'm sorry. But you feel so much better when you do. 6:10. Jones and Heather in the morning. Partly cloudy today. Breezy and cool. High 64. That's it. 64. Mid-60s. 59 degrees right now.
When I'm 64.
That's
That'll
right.
be today.
You've got a ways to go.
Yes.
As for me, let's not go
Enough
there.
Said.
All right. Hey, we have a family four-pack of passes to the Haunted Castle 3D. This sounds like a lot of fun.
Okay.
At the Feinstein IMAX Theater, Providence Place. A family four-pack. If you get this, Jones and Heather, survey said question correctly.
All right.
Survey said.
According to a new survey, they just did a little question on food and allergies.
Yeah.
4% of people, I know that's not a lot, but it is a percent of people, 4, are allergic to what food? And my hint is that it's something that someone might give to someone on, say, their anniversary.
Someone might give to someone on their anniversary.
Right, like a man might give it to his wife on their anniversary.
Besides jewelry? Or
right, it's a type
it's
of
a food.
Yeah, for a special occasion.
Well, let me ask you this. Your anniversary is tomorrow.
Right.
Your
I wouldn't
fifth
mind.
Fifth anniversary.
I'm not allergic to this food.
Oh, okay.
I'm not.
All right. Do you like this food?
Kind of.
All right, so we know it's not a condiment.
And it's usually served with a specific drink.
Oh, I know exactly what it is.
All right.
I'm very fond of this food, by the way.
You think you know what it is,
if
huh?
it's what I think it is.
I know.
I don't know.
All right.
All right. Listen, let's go to commercial and you can tell me. Well, no, let's go to traffic and you can tell me.
272-LITE.
Here's Light Rock 105, Jim Plumbing and Heating, on-time traffic.
Hey, Vic, how are you this morning?
Very good. And Navig Edwards, Jim Plumbing and Heating, on-time traffic on Light Rock 105.
Night.
And Remax.
All right, 6:18, Jones and Heather in the morning.
Survey said!
Our question this morning is about 4% of people that say that they are allergic to a specific type of food, and that's kind of general, so we told you that it was a food that's sometimes given to a wife, say, on her anniversary.
Okay. Andre's on the phone. What do you think it is, Andre?
Chocolate dipped strawberry.
Yeah!
We were so close at the previous caller, but you got it.
So what are they allergic to, the strawberries or the chocolate? Or a combination of both?
Yeah, I think it's a combo of both.
Oh. See, I thought it was caviar, but then I realized you said you would like this, and I know you
no,
probably
I would not
don't
like, caviar.
Like caviar.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you like chocolate-covered strawberries?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, we lost her. Anyway, call's back. You want a family four-pack of passes to Haunted Castle 3D at the Feinstein IMAX Theater, Providence Place, from the station you hear all day at work. Light Rock 105. So, Scott, if you're listening, in addition to what else you're giving Heather that you told her to dress up for, but wear sensible, comfortable
right.
shoes and wear a shawl.
And we're going into Boston. I found that out.
Okay.
So chocolate-covered strawberries, I'll take those, too.
She'll take those on the way. On the ride into Boston, she can be, you know, munching on those.
Yeah.
How's that?